Went to a friend's house last night, who's just got back from honeymoon in Mexico, and he was a bit worried on Wednesday because he had the sniffles. So his new wife, avidly reading the news, obviously freaked out and made him go to the doctor. And promptly, they were probably quarantined for 2 days, and the doctor came around with mask on and antiviral spray and gave them swabs and sent samples off to the lab, and it came back. You know, I was not bothered. We were due to go and see him on Friday, and I was going to go anyway because it's a little bit of nonsense. And statistically, they're going to be fine, aren't they? And turns out they are fine. They've had the results back, and you know, thankfully, no one's going to die of pig flu in the Bolton area. But it just seems a bit silly to me, all this. Everyone's freaking out. It's just a way of distracting people from the man-made problems, I think. The two people who got ill in Scotland got a little bit ill and then got better. And there's no real difference with the symptoms to a seasonal flu. It's all a bit of a fuss over nothing. Everyone's, you know, freaking out because it's come from pigs. Well, you know, normally influenza, the reservoir species is ducks. And okay, it's a new virus, so they weren't sure what's going to happen, but a lot of silliness over not very much, really. And today, the World Health Organization has confirmed that the global pandemic that they were expecting doesn't look like it's happening. And Egypt made me laugh. I like the way Egypt were slaughtering 300,000 pigs from their pork farming industry, despite the fact that there's no way you can get swine flu from pork. And then when the World Health Organization today said, well done Europe and the wider world. You've not managed to contain a global spread. Egypt, what are you doing killing all those, you still kill those pigs? And Egypt turned around and went, oh, these pigs? Oh, no, we were going to kill these anyway. Yeah, we've not overreacted. We were going to kill these anyway because we've just got too many pigs. So that's why we're killing them. They just completely turned around on it and said, oh, we're not killing them. Nothing to do with swine flu, we're killing these pigs. But made me chuckle anyway, and that's all I want to say about pig flu.